You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. Shaq's going to join us coming up. He's going to be wrestling AEW Dynamite match coming up on Wednesday. So we'll talk to Shaq about that. More phone calls, best and worst of the weekend. I finally figured it out. Drew Brees is going to retire. Now I know. Nobody's noticing this. Now, he hadn't announced his retirement yet. We thought maybe last week he'd have the week to himself. He could have a press conference and then let people fawn all over him and his Hall of Fame career, and rightfully so. And his trainer posted a workout video of Drew yesterday. And he's doing something with a blocking sled or some kind of contraption where he's pushing it through a parking lot. And then it dawned on me. Drew Brees has a full head of hair. This is the Jason Witten situation where you go into TV with a full head of hair. That's the tip-off. Drew Brees is truly retiring because he now has a full head of hair. I don't know where he got it, but he has a full head of hair. He is ready for TV. It's like Brian Urlacher, full head of hair. Hey, I'm ready for TV, ready for my close-up. Yeah, Paulie.
NBC may have chipped in on it, you know, Restore, whatever that is.
I have no idea, but you see the video.
It's a lot of hair, too. It's swooping.
Yeah. Yeah. Swoop. There it is. Yeah. Thank you, Todd.
Very nice.
All right. But now I know Drew Brees is truly retired. Sources close to me tell me that Drew is going to retire because he has a full head of hair. I don't know what else is going to happen with these other quarterbacks here. Feels like New Orleans certainly would love to have Russell Wilson. I don't think the Dallas Cowboys would be interested in Russell Wilson. The Chicago Bears would certainly be interested in Russell Wilson. And I don't know what's happening. The Raiders and John Gruden, I've said this before, John always loves the quarterback he doesn't have. And if he could get Russ, all right, could be fun. And, you know, if you look at Seattle, with what they're doing, you can't trade him because of that cap hit. And then what are you getting in return, and who wants to give you that in return? If I'm the Bears, and I'm that coach, and I'm that GM, whatever you want. Whatever you want, you tell me, because I'll do it. Because their jobs are hinging on this season coming up, in my opinion. And what's the downside? I mean, you're going to be an average team. You're going to be 7-9, 8-8, and you move on from Mitchell Trubisky. Like, that's the team that if I'm, you know, the Bears, what do you want? We'll give you a couple of players, and we'll give you three number ones. But if I'm Chicago, I'm calling the Texans first. That's who I want. I want Deshaun at 25, not Russ soon to be 33. But I'll take one or the other. Let's put it that way. J.J. Watt is adding more intrigue. Now, I'm starting to get to the point where I'm getting annoyed with J.J., where he gives out these little hints, little subtle hints where he might be going. J.J. Watt has updated his Peloton bio. And
are we breaking this?
Or is No. Field Yates of the Mothership has this. I'm not breaking this. Even if I had it, I wouldn't want to break it. J.J. Watt has updated his Peloton bio, and it now reads Super Bowl 56, Green Bay, Cleveland, Buffalo.
This is like a high school kid putting three hats in front of him. Yes. Guy on a Peloton bike putting three code words in front of him.
Well, Paulie suggested this to J.J. Watt. Like, why don't you have one of those old school press conferences where the kids in high school, you know, with the bleachers there and your parents are there, the student body's there, and J.J. has three hats. He's got the Packers, the Browns, and the Buffalo Bills. Maybe he listened to you, Paulie. Maybe he is willing to do this.
Usually does.
Yeah, of course he does. But I'm dialed in on J.J. with his Peloton bio, and it now reads Green Bay, Cleveland, Buffalo. Yes, McClellan?
Do you guys have friends who are Peloton people? Because that Peloton bio is everything. I hear Peloton owners talk about it. It's like the new Twitter. Basically, you have followers on Peloton, and you have this community you race against or whatever. It's a huge, huge deal.
I haven't done Peloton. I do SoulCycle, but I know that Peloton is a little bit more social engagement there, whereas SoulCycle, I'm not in a class with anybody. You can do it from your home, but Peloton, it's, you know, there's competition when you're, you know, you're cycling, but I'm not involved in that. Yeah, McLovin.
So you don't do where you see how you rank
no,
in the class?
Like, no.
But you used to do that when you did it live, right?
No, you don't do that with SoulCycle. There is Flywheel. Flywheel was another one where you're, if you wanted to do it, you could have your name and then what your ranking was while you were competing in class. And I didn't want to do that. I'm competitive enough. I don't want to get on a bicycle and be yelling and screaming and it just, I want to get through the class. I sit in the back. I mind my own business. Yes, Todd.
And how interactive is the Peloton? Can they actually see you? They're just kind of talking to you, saying generic things to you. You could be sitting on a couch eating a bag of chips and you put the thing on and it looks like you're riding the bike and they're like, yeah, keep going. You got this, while you're having cheese doodles. Do they actually see you working?
I'm not sure how many people on Peloton are eating cheese doodles, Todd. I mean, I'm just saying probably it's pretty expensive to take a class.
I'm curious if they're actually seeing you working out, though, or you're just kind of going, you know, halfway out and you're not really giving it your full
effort. I think they see what you're doing. I don't know if they actually see you doing it. God, I hope not. Yes, Eden.
Todd sometimes sounds like the caveman lawyer. What is this? Yeah. My cellular phone. What is there, a little being in there speaking to me? Like, yeah. Like he was just teleported in from 1950.
Yeah.
Like, what? What is this? A camera? Are they watching me eat cheese doodles? No.
Yeah.
First of all, Fritzy had a BlackBerry until about 4 years ago. Just That's to true. Put it in perspective. Second of all, Russell Wilson, also a Peloton guy, just confirmed.
But he would have put four names there, not three.
Like Russell Wilson's Peloton name is not Go Hawks. That would be telling. We're looking into it.
Hawk guy.
Yeah.
Anything else to add there, Todd?
No, I'm good.
Okay, thank you. All right, thank you. All right, so Shaq will join us coming up. Jamie in North Carolina. Hey, Jamie, best and worst of the weekend.
Jamie from Texas, 5'9", 181.
Where's that ding? Oh, my God.
There it is. There. Hey, shout out to Jimmy Lipper. And my best is Todd kind of stole it, but Oklahoma State beating OU finally in Norman, and hopefully we can get him tonight again. My worst was I performed stand-up, open mic in Fort Worth, Texas, and now I know how Todd Fritz feels.
How bad was it, Jamie?
I went blue pretty early, and so just like Fritzy, so it a lot of crickets.
Well, keep your head up. Keep your head up, Jamie. Thank you.
Not a good time when that.
When Todd went blue at Caroline's, I said, he's in trouble. You were in
you
trouble.
Start drowning. You're feeling a lack of oxygen. Your cheeks feel flushed. And you're just, there's no escape. You got to be out there and finish your thing.
Imagine what the people in the audience felt. The Players' Championship, Rory McIlroy and the PGA Tour's very best take on the purest of golf courses, TPC Sawgrass. And it'll be March 11th through the 14th on Golf and NBC. Every sport has one team that is special when you think about it. They get all the attention, no matter how good they are. In the NFL, it's the Cowboys. Baseball, the Yankees. The NBA, Lakers. College basketball, it's Duke. And ever since Coach K won his first title, that was with Christian Laettner and Bobby Hurley, the Blue Devils have been a focal point of the sport. Duke hasn't missed the tournament since, I think, 1995. But the Blue Devils are in real trouble this year. They lost to Louisville. I was watching most of that game. They fell apart in overtime. And now they're 11-9. Two more regular season games at Georgia Tech and at North Carolina. Then the ACC tournament. They'd have to run the tournament to get into the tournament, March Madness. Most college basketball fans either love Duke or they love rooting against Duke. And there's a chance that neither group is going to be too happy when the tournament starts in a couple of weeks on Selection Sunday. Yeah, McLovin.
Do the people, the committee, do they put in Duke just for ratings? Is it fair to say that's a consideration?
Well, as I've said many times, it is a TV event, and who you're going to put in or who you could leave out, it'd be a stretch to put in Duke at 11-9. And if you're not winning your own conference, they have to win the ACC tournament. to get in. Yeah, Paul.
But it could be like college football where you think to yourself, if they get in, they could do damage because historically Duke does stuff in the tournament. And they have almost like earned a hall pass. Like if Alabama football had two losses, you still may put them in over a team with one loss because they're more likely to do damage in the tournament.
What did you send me with Peloton here, Paul?
This is a list of there's tons of different athletes on the Peloton.
Oh, I see where Roy McIlroy is on Peloton.
Very sweaty.
Very sweaty. Well, yeah, it's a great workout. But do they see you working out or just your profile is available if they want to?
Checking.
Because I don't know.
You see the instructor and then the instructor talks.
Yeah, you have to see her.
Or him.
Well, for me, it was usually a her. Like, I need to be motivated in any way possible. Cam Newton does it. Jay Cutler. Patrick Mahomes does it.
Cutler. That's got to be a mistake.
I can't. Now, there's a guy with a beer and cheese doodles. If Cutler was there with a cigarette, he'd have a heater.
Is there an ashtray where you keep your water bottle? How does that work?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't do Peloton. I don't like the competitiveness of it. Life is already competitive. I want to go in there and just ride my bike, work up a sweat. That's it. 45 minutes, you're done. Yeah, McClellan.
You love competition. You compete in everything. Make everything into a competition.
I like it, but I hate it. Because I don't want competition in everything. And it brings out the worst in me. My kids know it. My wife knows it. I know it. It's not good. Not good. When you are competing with your little ones on chutes and ladders or Candyland, you've got a problem. And I wanted to win in Candyland. Yeah, see.
Is there a difference between not letting them win and competing with them?
Like trying 80% instead of 100%.
No.
Like I don't let my son win at anything. He has to just beat me. But I'm not like, you know, if he does beat me, I'm like, oh, good job.
Oh, I don't acknowledge.
I get mad.
Let's run it again.
Oh, you're like, okay. Yeah, let's bring him back. Bring him back.
Yeah, let's run it again. Absolutely.
For allowance.
Yeah, Paulie.
According to the Pelotoners who are coming in fast and furious, the video camera you have on your bicycle allows you to video chat with friends during the ride. The instructor, if you set it, you could chat with that instructor video chat, so they could see you if you allow them to, but they can't see it if you don't. Or you could disable the camera altogether and just have like your bio up there and nobody can see you.
Hmm. Yeah, McClub.
Yeah, this is a big thing. I mean, this is the new way to trash talk is via Peloton. Apparently other athletes trash talk on there too. DK Metcalf's a big Peloton guy.
Yeah.
It's about time he got in shape. Yeah. You may see him find a Peloton like
that. No, I love the workout. But I remember that when you could go into SoulCycle, I'd go in and there'd be a couple of classes that I would on a Saturday or Sunday, and I'd go in there and Greeny would be in the class with me. And I wanted to take him down. Like he would be one class, he was next to me or one down, and I wanted to put on a show. And I have no idea why. Like, you know, Greeny's probably 15 years younger than me.
Wow, you're already laying down the groundwork. You know.
Yeah. And I wanted to dust him off. I wanted to leave him in my wake. Yes, Todd.
Did he like tease the upcoming class out in the hallway? He said, coming up, we're going to go really fast.
No, he'd say, get up on your bike. Yes, McClellan.
Don't you have to have a conversation with Mike Greenberg if you're next to him?
No.
Okay.
No, once you get going, there's no small talk. Like, you got to go. Like, and the music's loud, and you're not conversing with anybody. You can't. Like, if you're getting your bike adjusted, you might say hello, but that's about it.
Then Mike Tannenbaum sits down right next to you. It's just strange. Weird. It's all weird.
Dan Orlovsky was there, and then Mina Kimes was there.
You don't need the whole group.
Jalen Rose showed up.
Odd.
Michelle Beadle showed up.
It's an odd experience.
Yeah. Now, it was... I remember being in a SoulCycle in San Francisco at the Super Bowl, and Peter Schrager, the NFL Network, was in there. I didn't know it. But, you know, because once you go in and it's dark, you don't see anybody except for the instructor. And then he said that we took a SoulCycle class together, and I went, no, we didn't. Like that the implication is, or, you know, the insinuation is, hey, we took a class together. We walked in together. We were in the class. I didn't even know he was there. And Troy Aikman was in there as well. So you never, you know, you never know. And in New York, there's a chance you might see somebody famous. In Los Angeles, when we went out there, you could see somebody famous in there. But you just go. And nobody looks good after a, you know, Peloton or SoulCycle. It's a mess. Yes, Paulie.
Should we get one for the studio and I'll put our names in and use it from time to time? Or you think it would sit there?
Who is going to use it?
That's what I'm saying. Would we just hang our coats on it like most people?
Well, Todd's not going to use it. McLovin, probably not.
Nah, he had other ways to work out.
Seton, probably not.
Nope.
You, probably not.
Eh.
Big German, no. Dylan, no. French kid, no. Marvin, no.
It would stay in great condition then.
Ario, no. So it'd be me. That'd be it. Then I have no need to come in here to do Peloton just to have my profile up there. It's like a, it feels like it's a dating app. Does it feel a little Tinderish? I get, hey, this is my profile. Hey, how fast do you go?
Ring your bell if you like
it. Hey, slow down. Yeah. Hey, slow down.
I like tapas and Spanish red wine. Oh, what does that have to do with riding your bike?
Ching. Ching.
Weird.
I wanted to put baseball cards in my spokes, though. That was what made me different. Yes, McLeod.
The four of us are still traumatized from the one time you made us do it in Houston.
Yeah.
That was not fun.
That was a tough class, but it was good. And get your heart rate going, man. That's what you want.
That's never go to a workout class when you have cameras filming, because that makes the instructor go 10 times harder.
Mm.
Like, this is not what I need in my life.
We'll take a break. James in Milwaukee, then we'll make way for Shaquille O'Neal. Hey, James. Good morning. What's on your mind today?
Morning, Dan.
Morning, James.
Shout out to McLovin. How you doing, bud? Something about the last 2 weeks, I was out in Las Vegas this past weekend, and we don't have a In-N-Out Burger in Milwaukee. And best and worst of the weekend is got to go to Hell's Kitchen, which was fantastic. Woke up at 3:30 in the morning, decided to go to In-N-Out Burger, and just like Seton said, totally overrated. Totally overrated. Got better burgers in Milwaukee than that.
Thank you, James. We don't want to go down this road today. I like In-N-Out Burger. Now, do I think there is? How many places have you gone to where somebody says, "Oh, you gotta go here"? It's somebody's local or their favorite, and then you go. It never lives up to what you think it's going to be. That happens all the time. Oh, you gotta go to my restaurant. Oh, my pub is the best. And then you go. And you all right? I don't know. I'll tell you, a great burger was Big Dean's in Santa Monica. And it's just a local place, but, you know, TJ and Mary, they'll fire up a double cheeseburger for you, and you're good to go. A little beer on tap. All right, coming up on 20 after the hour, more phone calls, and we'll make way for Shaq, who will join us next year on the Dan Patrick Show. Any credit card can offer cash back, but only Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year. And it's called Cashback Match, so it's easy to understand only by Discover card. It's like getting one of those birthday cards. It's shaped like cash, so you already know there's cash inside before you open it. But in this case, there is cash, your first year Cashback Match, and you don't even have to send a thank you note. Cashback Match, only by Discover card. Learn more at discover.com/match. Discover. Something brighter. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
How long ago was it that we talked about, that Peloton commercial for Christmas where the wife gets the Peloton from her husband, but she looks like she's being held captive?
Dan, that was December, first week of December 2019, so a year and 3 months ago, and everyone was critiquing the commercial because the husband's sitting there and the wife's battling to get in shape. And then about a week later after the controversy, Ryan Reynolds hired her to be in his gin commercial when everything was going south.
Yeah.
You got the actress to be in it.
This program brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. They go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech to their five-star sales service and financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz Vans, built, equipped, and engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Jamie in North Carolina on the program. Jamie, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, guys. I like Seton, only love. it's got to be the Hornets, LaMelo Ball. I'm just glad they're relevant again. And as far as, like, on the bandwagon, I've been there since 88, off of it when it disappeared in 2002, back on in 2014. So let's go, Hornets. Let's go.
Yeah. You know, I just wonder if you said to the Golden State Warriors, hey, do you want LaMelo Ball or do you still want James Wiseman? And Wiseman's got good numbers. But it's just he's a different kind of player. LaMelo Ball controls the tempo. He can get to the hoop. He's shooting better than people thought. And he does pass the ball. And he's leading all rookies in all those categories, points, rebounds, and assists. That's a pretty good list there. Take out Michael Carter-Williams. That's a pretty good list there. We got Wilt and Oscar Robertson on that list. Even Alvin Adams. Alvin came out of Oklahoma, played for the Phoenix Suns. Great passing big man. Walt Bellamy's on there as well. So you got a pretty good list. Tomorrow is the anniversary of Wilt Chamberlain scoring 100 points. That game in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And no video whatsoever. Mm-hmm. 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 Yes, McLovin.
That's like one of the great things in... was he a Warrior or a Sixer?
He was a...
I think he might have been a Sixer. Was he a Warrior?
It would have been a Warrior, I think. That was early 60s.
That's considered a great moment in Philadelphia sports. You can't take it away from us.
But we don't have any video of it. All you do is have him holding up the 100-point sign. Philadelphia Wars. Yeah. Scored a hundy.
You think they could have double-teamed him at some point, like around 60, 70? No?
They probably did, but, I mean, he was just so big and athletic back then. And, you know, most of your big guys were not. You know, if you were tall, then, you know, you could play. But Wilt was tall and athletic. Yeah, Paul.
Four of his teammates scored in double figures that day when he had 100.
Didn't Richie Guerin have, like, 38 or something like that? Does that sound right? I know Guy Rogers had... like 20 assists.
Was Al Addles on that team?
Al Addles, I think, was on that team.
Let's see. Guy Rogers, Al Addles, yep.
Did Richie Guerin have like a big game?
He had 39.
39.
And 17.
That's pretty good.
Why do I know that name? Is he a...
He coached. I think he coached the St. Louis Hawks. But he a Hall of Famer, I think. And who was... who were the big men for the Knicks?
I don't want to name him. It's too soon. Actually, I can't read it. Wilt, though, was 28 for 32 from the free throw line. That's why he scored 100.
That's the amazing part.
Yeah.
That he shot 32, but he made 28 of those 32. Kevin in Utah. Uh-oh. Kevin is back. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, how's it going?
Great,
Happy
Kevin.
Monday to you and the Danettes.
Sure.
Got a best and worst of weekend for you. First, I want to thank you for the merchandise sale. I picked up a couple shirts and a hat.
Oh, so. Cool.
Thank you for that. But worst of the weekend, obviously my Utah Jellos go down and lose to Miami. That was a tough one. About as appetizing of a game as Utah barbecue is.
Okay.
And best of the weekend, my father celebrating his 75th birthday.
All right. Well, happy birthday there.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
Thanks for the phone call. By the way, the Houston Rockets got blown out last night, 133-84. That's hard to do. It's hard to get blown out by 49. Largest losing margin in franchise history. The Rockets have dropped 11 in a row. Longest in the NBA this season. They've been outscored by 200 points during that 11-game losing streak. That's 18 per game. These numbers are just crazy nowadays. With, you know, guys scoring 40, no big deal. Team scoring 140, it's no big deal. Crazy. Is, yes, McClellan.
By Daryl Imhoff was the center.
Daryl Imhoff, one of the centers. Was Cleveland Buckner?
Yeah, he put 33 on them.
Yeah, he did. Let's bring in Shaquille O'Neal. Wednesday night, the NBA legend enters the ring. The All Elite Wrestling taking on the former TNT champ Cody Rhodes in a mixed tag team match on AEW Dynamite Live on TNT at 8 Eastern. Are you nervous about this, Shaq? How do you prepare for this?
First of all, I love all the law enforcement patches that you have. It looks great.
Thank you.
City of Garfield, Alabama, sheriffs. That's awesome. Am I nervous? No, I don't get nervous.
But how do you prepare for this?
You just go in and you fight.
It's just like
basketball. Like I'm sticking to my strengths. He's a little bit more acrobatic. I'm a lot more power. So if I get a hold of him, I'm going to display this power. I've been a wrestling fan all my life. I've been practicing UFC. I've been training all my life. So he challenged me. I accepted the challenge. So I'll be ready.
Who was your favorite wrestler growing up?
Well, I had a lot of them. Andre the Giant, of course. Hulk Hogan. Big Show. Attila the Hun. Junkyard Dog. Tony Atlas. Kabuki. Rock, guys that were, very, very Brock Lesnar, guys that displayed nothing but power.
How would you have done against Andre the Giant?
I would have beat him. I would have beat him silly like I beat Charles Barkley that one. I would have beat him silly.
Yeah, but there's the Andre the Giant is two Charles Barkleys.
And?
I thought you were going to wrestle Big Show. That was a few years ago, wasn't it, that you guys were going to wrestle?
Yeah, I was, but it never could happen. We faced off in the ring, and listen, he's a big, strong fella. I would have loved to, have that, but you can't let a little guy challenge you and you not accept. See, at first I was just going to walk away from him, but then when Ernie and Kenny and Charles brought it to the show, and they said, "Oh, you're scared." I had to step up.
Could you take Ernie, Kenny, and Shaq at the same time?
Ernie, Kenny, and Chuck, you mean?
Yes. You could take those at the same time?
Yeah, of course. Kenny's not going to do anything. Ernie's too professional. Then it's me and Chuck. And then I'm going to just try to break Chuck's neck. First move.
Who would make you nervous, though, in the NBA right now? Is there a player, if you got into the ring with that person, you go, all right, no. You got my attention?
No.
How about in the history of the NBA?
Well, there was a lot of guys that was real tough. A lot of guys that were real strong. Mostly the Knicks guys. They were the toughest guys. Oakley, Mason, guys like that. I never played against Xavier McDaniels, but he seemed to be really tough. But other than that, no. Because, playing against the Knicks, they touched you up every time you came to the hall. Not every now and then. Every time.
They treated you differently?
They played me hard, which I liked, I loved. And, it's something that you have to endure if you want to become great.
You hold a grudge against anybody with how they play you or played you?
No, never.
Nothing? You were able to just walk away?
Yeah, because it made me better. It let me know I had to step up. It let me know I wasn't that great. Like, a lot of people take flack. When I take flack, a lot of people right now, "Oh, you're too hard on the youngsters." Well, I'm just doing what was done to me. I can remember when I was averaging 30, 35 in LA, but we'd always get swept. And the great Kareem Abdul-Jabbar said, "Hey, he hasn't won a championship yet." Did I whine? Did I cry? Did I complain on social media? Nope, I didn't say anything because Kareem Abdul-Jabbar had G14 classification to say that. What am I going to do? Have a dispute with the greatest NBA player ever? So when he said that, when he gave me constructive criticism, I took it and I listened and I brought my game to another level. So these guys now, they're pudding pops. You say something about them, oh, church. That's what they are.
Was Karl Malone tough on you?
Well, we never got to like a cross matchup a lot. But you know, every time I guard him, he would just take me outside. But he was very, very strong.
Lane Beer, did you cross paths with Lane Beer?
Yeah, we got into a sort of a scuffle. They you know, Hack and Shack was documented in 2000, but you know, guys were, you know, doing it all the time. They would just get it, grab me and foul. I mean, but I caught Lane Beer towards his end, so I'm not going to disrespect Lane Beer, because I actually seen what he did, seen how he did it, and it kind of helped me with my game growing up.
He was smart. He knew his limitations, Shaq, you know?
Yeah, very smart. Very smart. I, you know, played the right way, played with a lot of passion. I was watching the documentary where he said he used to love to go agitate fans in other arenas because that got him going.
And you missed Bird, right, by a year?
Yes, I missed Bird by a year, but somebody was telling me that Bird was the biggest smack talker in the game. And they say, Dennis Scott told me Larry Bird told him the move he was going to do and do it, and did it. So, you know, I wasn't a fan of Larry Bird growing up because I thought everything he did was lucky. But then when I about it, like he, I had a friend whose name was Mitch Riles. I was Magic, and Mitch was Bird, and Mitch could do the same thing. Mitch had the long hair, and he did everything Bird did. One day we was playing a 7-game series. And it was tied 3-3. And he shot that same over the shot, over the backboard shot that Bird hit. I was so mad. We instantly got into a fight. But, you know, when I started, you know, getting over and, you know, seeing guys putting in work, I realized that, hey, he is one of the greatest players ever. And it's not luck. It's all skill.
And you wanted to be Magic.
Yes, I did. And that's why, you know, for a big guy, my handles were pretty good. I'm not saying I had great handles, but I didn't have terrible handles. So I used to do everything Magic with, you know, the passes, the lookaways, you know, bringing the ball on court, making a great play. So, yes, I was Magic.
Well, I saw where Cedric Maxwell and Rick Carlisle, they've likened Luka Doncic to Larry Bird.
I could see that.
It's kind of unfair at that age to do it, though, to him, Shaq. I mean,
it is unfair, but, you know, I could tell he wants to be great. He will be great. He has a lot to live up to. I remember my second year when they named me to the NBA Top 50. People were going crazy. Oh, he only been in 2 years. How is he one of the top 50 players? But I knew. I was like, okay, all you old-timers don't think I'm one of the 50 great players? Watch this. So I know Luka. And listen, Luka's been a pro since 16. So, you know, he's already going up against the best. And then 2 or 3 years, everybody's going to be fading out. You know, I saw a post one day, I don't want to get the ages wrong, but it was like LeBron, 36, Durant, 34, Curry, 32. Then at the bottom, it said, enjoy. And that kind of scared me. I was like, man, these guys, I never knew these guys were in their 30s. But, you know, 4 or 5 years from now, we're going to be starting looking at the, you know, the Donovan Mitchell, you know, the Zach LaVine. You know, it's going to be a new breed of, you know, takeover.
Do you think we'll have anybody ever surpass Kobe's 81? Tomorrow's the anniversary of Wilt's 100. Do you think we'll have somebody get to 80?
If anybody could do it, I think it could be James, Kyrie, KD, Steph, Devin Booker. Those are the names that come to mind right now that could probably surpass that.
Yeah, 81 is that's a big number.
It is a big number.
I always wondered, though, like, what do you – because Wilt did it, and he was the biggest guy back then, and they just fed him the ball. But do you think you could have gone for 100?
I would have to be shooting 75% from the free throw line.
Yeah, because Wilt was 28 of 32 in that game from the line when he had 100.
I would have to have a great night. I would have to have a lot of 3 seconds calls, not called. I would have to have a lot of easy points, and I would have to have no double or triple team. It would be possible.
Yeah, that wouldn't happen. Exactly. What are you wearing, by the way, on Wednesday night?
Because I'm not going to disrespect the wrestler by trying to do what they do. I'm not a wrestler. Where I need you know, I'm not a wrestler, but I am a fighter. Wearing sweatpants. I'm coming to work.
Oh, okay. So you can't wear like the tights like the British Bulldogs? Like you can't.
I can, but I don't want to disrespect the wrestlers. I have a lot of respect for the wrestlers. They are tremendous athletes. I don't want to take their shine away. I don't want people to think I'm mocking their sport. So this is a fight. I'm coming to his world in my fight clothes.
What's the coolest thing in the room there with you?
Let me see. I got all my trophies up there. See it?
Yep. Looks pretty good.
Yep. And when my father passed away, he was a military drill sergeant. That's his flag. They folded it. So I always keep that with me. My MVP, I think that's my Rookie of the Year trophy right there. And hold on.
See what it's like. You should have another MVP in there, Shaq.
Oh, I know that.
It's in Steve Nash's house.
Hey, Steve.
Did you ever say anything to him about that MVP?
No.
I'll do it for you.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Most valuable player, right?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be singular, right? So why do people say whichever team has the best record? It's not most valuable team, it's most valuable player. I always thought most valuable player was the guy who had the most valuable stats. Not about the guy who has the best record. Because I think I lost to Steve twice because their record was bad.
But, Shaq, if you said player of the year, then that would be different than most valuable, I think. And then you might have people vote differently if it was for player of the year, not most valuable player.
So most valuable player should be rewarded for the guy that has the best stats on the team that has the best record.
But, you know, the media loves a great story, Shaq. That's why when – you know, the Greek Freak is not going to win the MVP this year, no matter how great he is. They want a good story. Like LeBron is a good story. It's been like 7 years. James Harden now going to a new team, maybe MVP.
Yeah, but what about Steph Curry?
Well, no, that was my pick to start the year. But I thought if Klay Thompson stayed healthy, they were going to compete for a championship. But
I never understood how they voted for the most valuable player.
And I think Steph Curry, I don't know if you agree with me. I think Steph Curry is the most influential basketball player of the last 30 years because he's given everybody hope that they could play in the NBA.
Yes. I'm watching these little kids now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, I've never seen a little kid dribble like that, shoot like that. Yes, I would agree.
Because I can't be like you and I can't be like Mike, but – there's a chance I might be able to shoot like Steph.
Yes.
They give us hope. Good luck on Wednesday night. It's always great to talk to you. I'm going to go out on a limb, and I think you're going to win on Wednesday night.
I know I'm going to win.
Oh, you know you're going to win.
Yes, this is a fight. I'm not going to lose. But whatever it takes for me to win, if I got to do, pull out some little, dirty moves.
Okay. Yeah, hell yes. I don't blame you. Thank you, Shaq. Great to talk to you.
What are we doing in the movie again? Have you talked to Adam?
Well, Sandman did that basketball one.
Which one?
He shot one. It's not done yet. Oh, he didn't ask you about being in that?
No. Last movie I did with him was the Hubie Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I miss you, brother.
I'm thinking Happy Gilmore 2.
Hey, whatever Adam needs, you know I'm there.
You could be his caddy.
All right, yes.
Shaq caddy. Thank you, bud.
All right, bye.
That's Shaquille O'Neal. Wednesday night, he enters the ring. The All Elite Wrestling taking on former TNT champ Cody Rhodes in a mixed tag team match on AEW Dynamite, live on TNT at 8 Eastern. Back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. Football world lost Irv Cross. He died Sunday. He was 81 years of age. He played cornerback in the league for 9 years. He really made a name for himself on the CBS pregame show with Brent Musburger. It was called NFL Today. And in 1975, he was part of what became a four-person team on the NFL Today pregame show. You had Jimmy the Greek, you had Brent Musburger, and you had Phyllis George. First black broadcaster to co-host a football show, a studio show, every Sunday afternoon for 15 years, and passed away at the age of 81. He was a former Pro Bowl defensive back as well. But when you go back to 1975 with Brent Musburger, I mean, they created the pregame show. And I believe it was only a half hour. I think it came on at 12:30. And Brent would always start with "You're looking live," because he wanted to let the gamblers know if you're looking at Soldier Field, then you knew what the weather was going to be like. And you had Phyllis George, who usually did, you know, interviews with athletes. Jimmy the Greek was your gambler. Irv was kind of the calming influence there. You know, he could give the perspective as a former player, but passed away at the age of 81. And then you think about it, NBC had a pregame show with Bryant Gumbel. I mean, Bryant Gumbel was really, really good as a host. I mean, he's good on Real Sports, but back then, you know, he did college basketball. In fact, that was on NBC, and Bryant Gumbel is the host when Magic Johnson played Larry Bird in the NCAA championship game. But he also did a pregame show as well. I think handed out the Super Bowl trophy a couple of times, but Bryant was, he played at a really high level as well. But Brent had a profound impact on me because I was graduating from high school and I go, I'd like to do that. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to get there because I'm in a small town in Ohio. And I thought, well, let me try to figure this out of how do you do sports for a living? And back then you just had the person who did the week, you know, the weekday sports. They did 3 minutes. ESPN wasn't in business yet. Now, that didn't start until 4 years later, 1979. And that's when I realized that's where I wanted to be. And that's when I wrote a letter to Bob Lee and Greg Gumbel and said, hey, how do I get there? And would you look at my tape that I just had somebody videotape me ad-libbing sports for, you know, about 7 minutes and sent it to them. And Bob Lee wrote me a letter back. He said, you know, you got some work to do, but, you know, you kind of know what you're doing. Let's see. This day in sports history, Paulie, do you have anything?
I got one from the weekend I was holding over. 5 years ago today, Steph Curry hit that almost half-court shot against Oklahoma City as a game winner. I always thought that was like the announcement that he's the best player in the game at the time.
That was deep.
He pulled up from 33.
That was deep on the left side. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Shaq says today's players are pudding pops. They can't handle the criticism.
What did I learn today?
You learned that even though he's older, the overwhelming majority of our poll want Russell Wilson over Dak Prescott as their QB.
Where other vans stop short, Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond. From their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales, service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz vans are built, equipped, and engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile. Take the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Thanks for joining us. Talk to you tomorrow. One more item as we close out the show. Sports is using technology to take that fan experience to the next level. You know, all those cameras there and, you know, are we on 5K or is it 6K or 7K? I'm running. I can't remember. Digital fans in the stands can watch games virtually and you can pump the players up. But when it comes to your business, there's a solution that's been advancing its technology for years now. It's ZipRecruiter. You can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Patrick. Post a job on ZipRecruiter. Get sent out to over 100 top job sites. Then ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies people with the right skills and experience and invites them to apply to your job. It's a winning formula. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. If you want to step up your hiring game, give ZipRecruiter a shot. Nothing to lose. Right now, try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Patrick. ZipRecruiter.com/Patrick. And remember, ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire.